Hi, I'm Bob with the Official Podcast, and I'm here with writer-director Kathy Buchanan to talk about Between the Lines.
Hi.
So tell us, where did this episode get its start?
Well, there were a few loose ends that we needed to tie up, and the big one was Penny's former boyfriend.
His name was Devon.
But we weren't sure how we were going to incorporate him into the story. So one idea was that we would see him in Pittsburgh when Wooten and Penny went back there, but there just wasn't time enough to fit in that storyline. So then we thought, it'd be pretty fun to see him kind of just surprise us by showing up in Odyssey and see what happened with that.
So thank you for breaking my heart.
You're very welcome.
We also wanted to bring some resolution to that loose end of Whit's health problems, because we did see him faint in The Ties That Bind.
Mr. Whitaker, call an ambulance.
When that scene was recorded, the funny thing is we really had no idea what was wrong with Whit. And we thought about what could happen. He could have thyroid issues, he could have cancer, he could have a heart problem, he could have low blood sugar. And eventually we just decided that we didn't want anything physically to be wrong with Whit, but we knew that there was this aspect of him in previous shows, like in Castles and Cauldrons, where he'll get a spiritual sense that will have a physical ramification.
Oh.
Whit? Oh. Are you all right?
I was putting these glasses away and it suddenly felt bad. Almost as if something terrible is about to happen.
We thought it would make sense to have him dealing with some sort of spiritual oppression again, and the idea of a psychic came up.
Develop your inner powers. Reach a higher level of awareness and prosperity.
Originally, the show was only one part, but my first draft of it ended up being 40 pages long, which is 10 pages too long. And so in discussing it with the team and deciding all these things that we wanted to be a part of this show, it seemed the best decision was to make it two parts. And that gave us the opportunity to bring back Whit's daughter, Jana.
Well, that decision also gave us a chance to reconnect with an actress we hadn't heard from in years, DJ Harner, who plays Jana. She was in the very first audio drama Focus on the Family produced way back in December of 1983. It was titled Spare Tire.
I got you this really nice present for Christmas. I wanted to surprise you. I needed a place to hide it, someplace you wouldn't look.
So?
So you just bought new tires. I didn't think you'd need the spare.
Wait a minute. You're kidding, right?
Adam.
So, DJ, how did you get involved with Focus?
Chuck Bolte, who played my husband in the first episode, and I were in an acting class together and worked together on a scene, and he invited me to come into the first session.
Well, you must have done a really good job. Spare Tire was the first drama. You were also in the next one. House Guest brought back the character that you played, Jennifer, and introduced a father who was played by a gentleman familiar to Odyssey listeners, Hal Smith.
Well, I must have just dropped off.
Well, is something wrong with the bed? Is it uncomfortable? The mattress is brand new.
It's fine, Jenny, just fine.
I really loved being around him because he was just the most generous, warm, loving spirit.
Well, after those early dramas, Adventures in Odyssey began, and you were cast as Whit's daughter, Jana.
Oh, listen to me. I haven't been here 5 minutes, and I'm ready to have an argument.
Well, should we have one now and get it over with, or wait until later?
Do we have to have one at all?
So, what was it like coming back to be on Adventures in Odyssey all these years later?
Oh, it was terrific. I just loved meeting all the new actors I hadn't worked with before, and trying to create a sense that we had known each other for our entire lives.
Jana!
Jana!
Hey!
Dad,
oh, it is so good to see you.
Oh, you too. It's been too long.
And Kathy, what lessons do you hope that people will take away after hearing this episode?
Well, besides, never break up with anybody over voicemail. We want the kids to start thinking about listening to the Holy Spirit and having some quiet time to reflect on, okay, what is God showing me in this situation?
The more I pray and spend time with God, the easier it is to make a decision, because the things that are important to God become important to me.
Well, that's very well put.
Yeah.
And a good reminder on why it's important to take time to listen to God.